The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome and good morning to WCWP Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your guest host, Rebecca Miller. I'm filling in today for the wonderful regular host of Project Independence and You, John Ryan. Our co-host today is Jerry Peretzman, a Project Independence member from the Project Independence Great Neck region. Welcome, Jerry.
Glad to be here today, and look forward to having a great, stimulating conversation with a wonderful guest.
Thanks, Jerry. Jerry, Project Independence, as you know, is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who want to remain in their own homes as they age. Services include transportation for food shopping and medical visits, help at home with minor home maintenance, nursing and social work services, fitness classes, community education, information and referral. Anything that's needed, hopefully. If we don't currently provide that service, we will try and connect you to that service. The way that you connect with these services is always by calling 311, or you can dial 869-6311 to get more information or request services. And of course, that's a 516 area code. One of the programs of Project Independence is this weekly radio show, heard every Friday morning from 10 a.m. to noon right here on WCWP.org, 88.1 on your FM radio dial. Do we still say that? Yeah,
right.
Dial? Okay, good. Today's show is going to be wonderful. We have our first guest is Joanne Houston, who is the Director of Business Development and the Vice President of Franchise Operations at Jim Guy. We'll be talking to her about keeping fit at home. Following Joanne Houston, we'll be speaking with Dr. Patricia Bamba, who is the Vice VP and Medical Director of Geriatrics for Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield. We'll talk to Dr. Bamba about National Healthcare Decision Day. And I think that is actually today. Is today the 16th or is it the 17th?
Today is the 15th, right.
Tomorrow. Oh, right. Today is tax day.
Yeah,
okay.
One more day.
So we have one more day. After our chat with Dr. Bamba, you'll hear Old Time Radio, The Inner Sanctum, Birdsong for a Murderer. Sounds kind of scary. Finally, it will be time for Talk of the Town, starring the one, the only, Christina Liu, the Town of North Hempstead Senior Citizens Program Development Specialist for the Department of Services for the Aging, and of course, the Project Independence and You radio show producer. And we are still celebrating her birthday. I think we have a few more weeks. So, again,
we're
happy birthday,
into
Christina.
Summer.
Right. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Right. Jerry, I'd like to formally introduce to our Project Independence listeners, Joanne. Joanne, as I said a little bit earlier, you are the Director of Business Development and Vice President of Franchise Operations at Jim Guy's. Your title is almost as long as Christina's, so I'm going to take it a little slow. I'm a little out of breath. So before we get into Jim Guy's, you know, whenever we talk about seniors and exercise and starting programs, you know, so many things come to mind for seniors. A lot of our 60 and over generation, and really well into, you know, 80s and 90s, have never exercised. Is it ever too hard to start? Is it ever too late to start exercising?
Well, the answer to that is absolutely not. We see changes. There are a multitude of studies out there that show that seniors can make improvements across all areas, whether it be strength or endurance, balance, speed, reactivity, and a whole lot more that falls under the fitness umbrella. And before we move on, I just want to say thank you very much for having me. I've been looking forward to coming and looking forward to having some good conversation about this important topic.
As I understand it, you don't have to enter into a strenuous program, that you can do it by degree, you can do it by reaching a certain level and just maintaining that level. In other words, You don't have to train for the Olympics, let's say, to get benefits.
You're absolutely right, Jerry. And if exercise is something unfamiliar to any senior, it's important that they understand it doesn't have to be intimidating or overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And for anyone, whether it's a senior or not, that person should start where they're comfortable. They should always get their doctor's approval before beginning. But there's a jumping off point. And it's the responsibility of a trainer or a coach that works with that person to meet them at the level that they're at and progress them from that point. We always say at Gym Guys, we will meet you at where you're at, and we'll progress you, but we'll never push you over your limit. We'll push you towards your limit. You know, if someone is not working with a coach or with a trainer, then obviously common sense has to come into play. You have to listen to your body and respect its limits. So we always like to work within the scope of limitations with any senior or any, you know, adult or child for that matter.
Once you start a program, what's the most important thing? Keeping it up? What?
The most important, say it again?
Once you get started in the program, what's the most important thing?
Oh, the most important thing is consistency. Yeah. It's being consistent, whether it's walking. And I never want to, sell seniors short, because we're far beyond the days of just lifting soup cans. I'm a physical therapist, and many, many years ago, decades ago when I started out, it was more about that. It was more about slow, light soup cans, and we've come a very far way. Now, not everybody should be lifting heavy or pushing hard. You know, we need that certain foundation, as I said, a doctor's approval. We need to work in hand in hand. But it's never too late to start, and seniors are very capable of progressing within a program, which means handling more intensity, handling more resistance, handling more in terms of time and endurance. That part is really important, and it's not only about strength and endurance. Now we're looking at things like balance, falls prevention, motor skills, motor control, and whether they be fine motor skills, like you would need to button a shirt using hands and fingers, or gross motor skills, like pushing a heavy door open in a department store, for example. So it's important to be very inclusive in the approach to senior exercise. Reactivity and speed is something that we don't think a lot about, when dealing with seniors. But falls is one of the most scary things that seniors worry about. So we need seniors to be reactive in case they're in a situation that could compromise their balance. We need to react quickly. So that reaction time, speed, agility, coordination, these are all really important parts of an exercise program. And this is something we take into account in Gym Guys.
The objective is to really maintain and improve quality of life.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. It's about maintaining independence and function. The over 90 group is living, the longest these days. And while that says something important, it doesn't necessarily answer the question of quality of life. It's great to live long, into your senior's golden years, but we also want to have quality of life. So, cognitive decline is not inevitable. That's something that we can do something about. And what's really interesting in exercise research these days is not just the typical things that we think about, like I was saying before, the strength and endurance, but mental capacity. Incorporating cognition into exercise training is something that's really important. It's cutting edge. Just based on the anatomy of the brain, we know that if we train for cognition, we can improve strength and endurance and other things that fall under the fitness umbrella, and vice versa.
How does one train for cognition?
Yeah, so I'll give you an example. There's something called Human Twister, and that's just an example of incorporating cognition, balance, and strength. So, we can lay out a number of colored rings on a floor and give instructions to a senior, just like with the kid. You say right hand red, left leg blue. We can incorporate colors, so recognition of colors, perception, looking at the floor, getting an idea, something flat, is it in a diagonal placement versus right down in front of you? Step with your right foot into the blue ring. That's multi-step. Okay, where's the blue ring? Where's my right foot? How far do I have to step? And do it quickly. So we can incorporate things that involve cognition, like color recognition, spatial perception, depth perception, direction change, speed changes. We can incorporate all of these things into exercise. So it's not a difficult thing to do, but people are not used to doing it in this way.
Right.
And really the benefits of it are truly phenomenal. And we're seeing more and more studies that show the effect of train the brain, which is really, train the body, train the brain.
That's an interesting combination, combining the physical with the mental. much of what I've heard about in terms of cognition is, well, sit down, do the crossword puzzle every day, and it'll keep you sharp. But what you're saying, with a good program such as the one you've described, a person can both do physical and mental pretty much at the same time and get the double benefit out of the same time devoted to this sort of
Yeah,
activity.
You're right. We can incorporate obstacle course training that incorporates the physical with the cognition. So take 10 steps forward, sit in the chair, sit and stand 5 times, shuffle over sideways right to the cone, walk around the cone, and then walk back to the start position. Okay, so memory. What do I need to remember?
Yeah.
That's really something pretty cool in senior fitness training, because the two don't have to be separate and they shouldn't be separate.
Mm, yeah.
And we know that the brain is plastic. You know, there's something called neuroplasticity. Mm. Basically, the brain continues to change throughout life. You know, it used to be believed that your brain would grow and get to a certain point of, you know, functional level and stop. And that we know that that's not true. The brain
is
plastic.
In fact, we heard it would start deteriorating after a certain point in life, that you can never do at 80 what you did at 70, or at 70 what you did at 60. But what you're saying is you can certainly hold your own and maybe even improve status.
Absolutely. You can improve. But just like the physical, you can improve. Mm. You can improve mental capacity, too. And, you know, it's one thing to sit here and say it, but it's another thing to say, hey, there are studies out there that are proving this. And that's really exciting. Another point, just back to the physical aspect, like I was saying earlier, we're well beyond the days of slow and light and soup cans. Just like with cardiac rehab patients, with seniors as well, we're starting to incorporate more intense cardiovascular activity, something called interval training. Now, if you've ever heard of interval training, some people will believe that to be high intensity, or they'll associate it with high intensity interval training and kind of find that overwhelming or intimidating. Doesn't have to be that way. You know, intensity is a relative word, so what may be intense to you may not be to me, and vice versa. But the point is, we can train the heart in ways that we haven't been doing for many years, and we can train the brain the same way, you know, with the goal of exactly what you said, longevity, but quality of life, maintaining independence, quality of life, happiness, ultimately.
So a lot of the old cliches in terms of what the exercise should do are pretty much fallen by the wayside, and now you're really pioneering in new areas that can be of significant help for seniors.
Most definitely, and it's not an approach that has to, you know, be taken with an individual. And this speaks to another aspect of aging. We know that, you know, with aging, people tend to isolate themselves. Exercise can bring out so much more. We can exercise in groups, small groups, large groups, and incorporate a socialization factor into it. So that exercise becomes something seniors look forward to, not just because of the activity itself or the benefits, but, you know, seeing friends, seeing family perhaps, you know, and working out in a group context. One of the best things that we see at Gym Guys is when we have people laughing together, laughing, sweating, huffing and puffing. You know, it's really productive, and to have fun as a part of that picture, you know, that's a bonus. And, you know, a lot of people don't associate exercise and fun. But at Gym Guys, we look to make it just that, you know, convenient, creative, customized to what an individual needs. And that's why we have such a strong client base.
That's an interesting word, customization. In fact, it's not just you come there and be part of a generalized regimen, but you look at and your program is designed to meet your needs and your aspirations.
Exactly. And, you know, what one of my roles at Gym Guys is to assess new clients. So when I assess a new client, I sit down with them, we talk about medical history. You know, especially with seniors, if they're on certain medications, they can have side effects that compromise balance. So we want to know about medications. We want to know about the quality and the quantity of sleep. We want to know about the stress that somebody's under. All of these things factor into a hormonal balance in the body that can be conducive to someone reaching their goals or not. And beyond those conversations, we look at other lifestyle factors like nutrition. I always say to people, you can't out-exercise a bad diet. So we really need to look at, you know, these four pillars. It's true, yeah. These four pillars of well-being. It's exercise, it's nutrition, it's sleep, it's how you manage your stress. So once we kind of peel back the layers on the onion combination of all of these lifestyle factors and more, then at that point I put them through something called a body assessment.
You know, and this would be a great, if we can continue this discussion in about a minute, we're going to go to break for a few moments.
That
and then
fast.
We can, I know, see, I told you.
It goes by so quickly.
It really does.
Right. Joanne, I want to hear more about Gym Guys and how people, do you need a prescription to go there? Is it an open gym? I want to hear a little bit about that, the process, and also a little bit about you and how you came to be where you are. You seem incredibly knowledgeable, and it's wonderful. So, you know, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with Joanne Houston and Jerry Pretzman. You are listening to Project Independence and You at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We will be right back in a moment.